It's Wednesday, and that means it's time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, we feature the Hometown Housing Partnership, which is an East Lansing-based organization that promotes home ownership and offers financial assistance to home buyers. Mickey Drosty is the executive director of the Hometown Housing Partnership. Mickey, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And how long have you been around, first of all, and what are your main goals?
The Hometown Housing Partnership was formed about 22 years ago by a group of East Lansing residents who were interested in increasing the number of homeowner-occupied homes in some of the core neighborhoods that had seen a large increase in rental housing. Mm-hmm. So they partnered with, at the time, the City of East Lansing to help determine what rental restrictions might look like, as well as providing programs that would increase the number of people that would be purchasing homes in East Lansing.
Mm-hmm. And how many people have you helped over the years?
In those 22 years, we're working, I think, on about families number 130 through 135 right now. We have a couple of houses under construction and homeownership.
And tell us about the people that you serve. Typically, what are their circumstances? These are people who want to own a home.
The one consistent factor between all of the people that we serve is that they have a huge desire to become a homeowner in mm-hmm. East Lansing and are of the belief that they can't do so. A lot of times East Lansing is outside of people's economic ability, and our programs provide to them some of the down payment assistance and gap financing that makes homeownership in East Lansing affordable where it otherwise might not be.
I'm curious how the housing crisis might have played into this, though, because values obviously went down everywhere there for a while. They have since rebounded. Was the housing crisis and the depression in housing values, was that an opportunity for you to get more people into homes, or how did that play out?
Well, during the heart of the crisis, we did very little production because lenders were a little nervous about any and all financing types that weren't your standard 20% down mortgages.
So the lower prices did not compensate for the new challenges in lining up financing.
True. That said, the recovery phase has been fabulous for our programs because
Great.
The prices have remained, or at least started at a place where more people were able to purchase homes at the prices that that were on the market. And combined with our programming, we did a lot of work over the last couple of years.
Very encouraging. Our guest is Mickey Drosty. Mickey's the executive director of the Hometown Housing Partnership based in East Lansing. One of the programs you offer, Mickey, is your down payment assistance program. How does that work?
Well, the down payment assistance program, we have funding from a number of different sources. The City of East Lansing, Michigan State Housing Development Authority, and we have some combined down payments from employers that actually offer assistance to their employees locally as well. The funds can be used for a variety of things. If a buyer comes in and doesn't have the down payment amount that their lender requires for their first mortgage, we can assist them with some of the down payment as well as some of the closing costs, which get fairly expensive in purchasing a home as well.
Mm-hmm.
The area in which we use the program in East Lansing more often than not is as a gap financing tool. If a buyer, for instance, comes in and can afford a $100,000 mortgage but finds a house for $110,000 but can't quite get the mortgage for that amount, we can use some of our down payment assistance funds as gap financing for that $10,000 that they can't get in the mortgage, as well as then the down payment and closing costs.
In your work at the Housing Partnership over the last few years, can you think of an interaction that's really memorable for you that really kind of captures why you do what you do?
We've had some really fabulous buyers I've been with the organization 2 years. I can say for sure, right now we are in the process of building a home for a lady who has been a renter in East Lansing for about 17 years, was convinced that she could not become a homeowner because she could not afford it, has 3 sons in the school district, loves the school district, wants to stay. Her landlord increased her rent substantially. She decided that if she was going to pay that much, she was going to figure out how to become a homeowner, and came to us saying, help me, I really want to own a home in East Lansing, don't want to move my kids out of the school system.
Mm-hmm.
We are currently building her a house between what she could afford in a mortgage and what we offered in down payment assistance and what she had saved in hopes that someday she would become a homeowner.
Is that a new thing for you to actually build a house? Or have you done that before?
It's a fairly recent program. A couple of years ago, we got some funding from the state that would allow us to buy either vacant lots or homes in East Lansing that we could fix up or do new construction, sell them for the appraised value. But because we can offer the down payment assistance, which then becomes gap financing, it becomes considerably more affordable. In her case, her sales price on her home is about $135,000. She could afford a $100,000 mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She had saved some money, and we offered $25,000 in gap financing to bring that mortgage down to a place where it was affordable for her.
Interesting. You've alluded to all kinds of different funding sources. How is the organization itself funded?
The program funding that comes to us often comes with some administrative dollars as well. So as we produce housing and or assist clients,
Some of that
actually helps pay for, keeping the lights on and having a 1.5 person staff.
Yeah.
Though much of what we do is still done with volunteers.
Okay, so volunteers do play a role in your organization. How many do you have?
The volunteers that spend the most time and offer the most assistance for us are our fabulous board. We have a board of 13, two-thirds of which reside in the neighborhoods in which we work, and then we have some at-large members that bring some great talent to the table as well. Other volunteer opportunities are we do promotions at open houses and events and some landscaping in houses that we work on, so we use volunteers for those services as well.
Very interesting. You also offer funds for rehabilitating homes. What types of projects does that include?
The City of East Lansing has granted some funds to us that will assist existing homeowners in East Lansing that are income qualified that need work on a home that they are currently living in that look like code compliance issues or energy efficiency improvements or systems that a roof or a heating system or something like that needs to be replaced that they don't have the funds themselves to do.
Which East Lansing neighborhoods do you focus on? You've alluded a couple of times to focusing on a few.
Yeah, the core kind of downtown neighborhoods that are our focus areas include Red Cedar neighborhood, Central and Chesterfield neighborhood, Bailey neighborhood, and Southeast Marble.
And if you want to, if you want people to reach out and learn more about what services you offer, where can they go?
They should call our office at 517-332-4663, or we've just recently updated our website, so it actually has some pretty good information and explanations about our program, which is hometownhousing.org.
332-4663. Lots of exciting stuff going on in your organization. It's been a pleasure to learn about it.
Thank you, Mark.
Mickey Drosty, Executive Director of the Hometown Housing Partnership. We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work. We need to find out about them, though. Please help us out and tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.